following on with a very similar story, also using a slightly different species of bioluminescent bacteria, Vibrio fischeri. So my second choice of critter uses bioluminescence to make itself invisible, which sounds a little counterintuitive, but stay with me. The problem with living in the 3D environment of the ocean, as I said earlier, is that a predator can come at you from any angle, you know, from the sides, from above, or from below. And many species actually show countershading, where the underside of the body is coloured lighter than the top of the body. And this is to counteract the shading of being lit from above from the light from the sun coming through the ocean surface. But some species go further than just countershading. Several species of squid use bioluminescence on the underside of their body to try and match the colour of the light coming down from above. So if a predator sees them from below, they don't see a dark shape against the light ocean surface, but the squid becomes practically invisible. And the idea of ventral bioluminescence as a form of countershading was supported by evidence from several species, but it was only when an onboard study of squid caught in the open ocean in the 1970s and exposed to light from above showed that they fluoresced on their undersides to match the light level coming from above, and this proved that this was a strategy that was being used. The results have been confirmed several times again by other researchers. And some of the most recent research has been into the Hawaiian bobtail squid, which I have to say is one of the cutest squid I have ever seen. It's like Disney have specifically drawn it to be round and cute. And they're also known as dumpling squid or stubby squid. They are just adorable. Well, these squid have a symbiosis with the bioluminescent bacteria Vibrio fischeri, obviously a relation of the bacteria that you were talking about, which live in special crypts in two paired areas of the squid's body known as the light organs. Now, the light organs have a reflective inner surface close to the body so that all of the light gets directed downwards away from the inside of the squid's body. And they also have a lens-like structure on the outside to help diffuse the light. And by using the muscles that are also used to control its ink sac, the squid can change the size and shape of the organ and how much light is emitted, so it can match the light coming from above exactly and just practically disappear.